Hello and welcome back to another edition of the Creative Work Hour podcast. Today is November the 15th, 2024. In case you didn't know, this month is National Podcast Post Month, and Creative Work Hour is doing an entry. On the call today, we have Alessandra, myself, Greg, we have Bobby Wasserman, we have Devon, we have Adrian, the one and only Bobby B, we have Ella, and I will start us out with a question to get the conversation going. How does change affect your creativity? How does change affect your creativity? And just jump in.
Well, I can say with the travel schedule that I've had this year and last year with the Creative Work Hour tour, every time I travel, I break my routine, and just that kind of change, like everything kind of starts to fall apart, like in a end of a old video game. And then it takes some time to kind of pull routine back together. And I haven't gotten used to that yet. And that's just like, that's not a big change. That's just a little temporary thing. So I'll just start with the temporary and hand it over to whoever wants to go next.
Bobby Wasserman, do you have a thought on that? How does change affect your creativity?
It just depends. Sometimes I like to change things up just for more inspiration and just for what I'm doing, you know, just to think clearer. And then sometimes I just hunker down and just keep going. So it just really depends on the mood and actually what I'm trying to do.
I find like having a stable system that I use for doing creative things. So like having a book that I bring with me to write in and draw in or whatever, or having certain things set up in certain ways makes it easier. But then having change more in environment and inspiring myself in different ways. So going for walks through the neighborhood, learning about different cultures, like not necessarily changing how I do my creative expression itself, but learning more about things and changing how I see things can then change how I express myself.
Devin, you have a thought?
Well, Bobby kind of made me aware of the difference. If it's change that I've initiated, then it helps the creativity. I've done something to say, yeah, just like refresh, get a fresh start, that can help. But change exposed externally, like having to move or something, or a complete change of my routine, that, to quote the great Southern humorist Lewis Grizzard, just stomps that sucker flat in terms of my creativity. I go very uncreative. And my canary in my personal coal mine is my reading. So like I can tell I've got to get my vibe back when I stop reading. Because if I'm not reading, I'm not doing anything else creative. So external change, I kind of have to get over that in order to get the creativity flowing again. But if I choose it, then oftentimes it helps.
Next on my screen, I have Adrian. Do you have a thought on that? How does change affect your creativity?
It depends on what kind of change it is. Kind of like what Devin was saying, that if it's change outside of me, like out of my control, I don't do well. It don't do well. It takes me a minute. Depending if it's a positive or negative change. If it's a negative change, or I see it as a negative change, then all my creativity is out the window. If it's a positive change, then it's like, okay, give me some minute. Now my juices are flowing. Something I like. My energy is liking this. Let me go think about this. Let me help you with this, or think about the ideas. I love thinking of ideas and outside of the box. Now, my other problem is if there's change within, because I am definitely like the movie Up with the dog Squirrel. Squirrel, squirrel. Okay. Like so much that I have to tell myself that I can't sit here and change my business or way of doing my creative art all the time, or come up with something new and never finish any project, if that makes sense to everybody. Right. So, because I get distracted by new shiny things because of my creativity, because I need to foster that. Right. So it really just depends, right? Depends on if it's external positive, negative impact, or internal, I'm just getting excited by different things because maybe I'm bored.
Bobby, you're next on my screen. You have a thought on that? How does change affect your creativity?
Generally, I'm open to change to see what it excites and how, you know, if I were to embrace it, how do I feel about what I know about the change? But it also, my reactions is dependent on, is it going to shake my foundation, or is it just adding another color to the palette? And that really has a huge bearing on how I feel about it. So sometimes it's better to walk away and come back and look at it a second time. But yeah, that's how I perceive it.
How would you answer that, Greg?
I don't do well with change.
There we go. Somebody's honest.
I really don't. But change is inevitable, right? Everything's going to change. And I think that change is needed, but I just don't do well with change. I'm a creature of habit and a few habits at that. But change can be good, right? We shouldn't fear change. Through change, we gain new experiences, which can open us up to new possibilities. And yeah, so there is that. I think I have time for one more question. And if you could sum it up with maybe one sentence, what is the best creative advice that you've ever received? What is the best creative advice that you've ever received? Alessandra.
Get some sleep. What I have found, what I have found is if I'm not getting enough sleep, it's much more difficult to emotionally regulate. And if I can't emotionally regulate, then I can't physically regulate, that I can't reach that state of flow. So, you know, like that tongue-in-cheek kids book, Go the Fuck to Sleep.
I have a copy of that read by Bryan Cranston.
Oh my God, that would be so right. Good. We should have Bryan Cranston on Creative Work Hour.
Oh, he would be a great addition. What about you, Bobby Wasserman? The best creative advice that you've ever received?
I have nothing for you.
That's okay. Devin, you have a thought on that?
Yeah, it's my same quote that's for life in general, which is just because you can doesn't mean you should. And that ties into the squirrel comment by Adrian. I chase so many squirrels. Like, oh, I want to do this. I should do this. Yes, I'm going to fully commit myself to platform bungee jumping. Cool. And then I've lost all this time and energy to something that quickly loses its appeal to me. So I got to be careful.
I find working around things can sometimes be helpful. So like if I hit writer's block, it's less about trying to write the same thing, but to find a different creative way to express moving forward, whether that's writing, but writing a side character or like something else about the world that I'm working on, or drawing something about it, you know, like finding a different way to express what you're stuck on. And then it can help you move past it.
I like that. A change of modality.
Yeah.
Adrian, the best piece of creative advice you've ever received?
You're never too old to be a kid. And I think that's like, my mom used to always say that. So
like
that. No matter how old you are, is to have fun, have that imagination. Don't let it get bogged down by becoming an adult and losing that creativity, imagination.
Yeah.
Right.
I love that. We have a set of values around that. Well, it's the foundation of everything that Creative Work Hour is built on. And one of those cornerstones is playfulness.
Yeah.
So you're in the right place, lady.
Bobby, best piece of creative advice.
Don't stay in the pool too long. You'll start to shrivel.
Is that like don't eat the yellow snow? Or is that different?
No, it's that, you know, look, I chase things down dark holes all the time. And, you know, if I stay in the pool too long, everything else about me will just start to shrivel up and you know, and such. So I got to keep myself fresh by getting out of the pool every once in a while and toweling off and look around and maybe jump back in.
What is yours, Greg? What's the best advice you've received?
I don't know creative advice, but maybe you could stretch it to creative advice. Being from England, right, we have pounds instead of dollars. And a saying my granddad always said was if you lend someone 10 quid, which is 10 pounds, and you never see them again, it was probably well worth it. But that's not necessarily creative advice, but good advice nonetheless.
Don't get stuck. Don't loop.
And don't eat the yellow snow. Definitely
and
don't stay in the pool too long.
Yeah. There we go.
Well, it's happened again. You've wasted perfectly a few good minutes listening to the Creative Work Hour podcast. If you have any comments or a question you would like to hear us discuss, you can send us an email to me. That's me@creativeworkhour.com. Come back tomorrow. We'll be here.